episode 4.
Our third episode kind of died.
Yeah. It was really bad.
Yeah, we actually did have a third episode.
We had a guest speaker on it,
too. Yeah, but they had to go home, and then we didn't like what another guest speaker did, and Stranger had to go home.
Yeah,
and
it was horrible.
It died.
But for your enjoyment and my popular request, if you really do want to, we'll post the remains, the smoldering remains.
Because laughing at other people's stupidity is always fun. But getting to the point of this episode.
Did you cry at the beginning? Because we did. We cried.
Oh, yeah. If any of you can name it, which is probably pretty easy, if you have a soundtrack, which I have. Thank you very much.
So, that was the beginning. We've never done this. We should really do this.
It's when Cedric's
death in Goblet of Fire.
I think it's at the funeral.
Yes.
I mean, I've already seen it twice, and it's
shut up.
On the 18th
still. Shut up.
Wait, no, it's
the 19th. It's 1:25 a.m.
Shh, I didn't know that. I thought it was still 12.
No, it's 1:25
a.m. Either way, I saw it twice in one day. I got to see a midnight showing of it.
Yeah, I had tests and homework. It wasn't cool.
Plus, my mom's
Getting off topic.
Yeah.
So, I guess you guys can assume what we wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, Goblet of Fire, release.
So, what did you think, Blair?
Well,
apart from your, oh my gosh, it was just everything else. Oh my gosh. Which was her initial reaction.
That was just my away message. my first actual, reaction was silence. It was like, oh my god, could it actually be that good? Because it is my all-time favorite movie. I seriously doubt Order of the Phoenix can surpass it, because Goblet of Fire is my favorite book.
Mm-hmm.
It's my second favorite movie of all time. First being Pirates of the Caribbean, but I'm not gonna get into that right now.
Right. Did you like anything that stood out for you? Apart from Draco Malfoy being turned into a ferret.
That was so...
Which I admit...
If we relate that to the fanfic, that is too funny.
Okay, hush.
Sorry, fanfic.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, the ferret scene, the whole audience laughed. We were all there laughing.
It was so funny. And we made a new friend, a new Draco Malfoy friend at the release.
Maybe we can get her on. Anyways.
Yeah, we might be able to get her.
So, what do you like? Any particular scene? Did anything really stand out for you?
Probably the second task, when they went in the lake.
Really?
I don't know why, but, I mean, it's probably because I like swimming. Seriously.
Kind of lame. But...
It was, okay, if you haven't seen Goblet of Fire, I recommend not listening to the rest of this, but,
No, it's okay. I mean... the thing with movies, even if you talk about it, it won't spoil anything. Well, we've read the books. Nothing's gonna really spoil the movie.
But still, you need to see it.
Yeah. Okay, Warner Brothers, we really don't care if you pay us for advertising, but be nice. Go see the movie. Seriously. Like, go out there, buy the next ticket, I don't care when, just go see the movie.
You have to.
It's the best one.
Yeah, it seriously is.
Just summarize it. And Lawyers Don't Kill Us,
And we're not related to JK.
No, we're not. This is kind of late in the show, but yeah.
Whatever.
And go read Half-Blood Prince. I mean, Goblet of Fire is out. You can't have not read Half-Blood Prince. It's insane. Unthinkable. Impossible. Okay.
Well, see, my opinion is that Goblet of Fire can give people new respect for the Harry Potter series. That's what Sorcerer's Stone did to me. I thought the books were the stupidest things ever until I saw the movie.
Yeah.
I got to skip school if I saw the movie, so that's the only reason I saw it.
Yeah.
Hate being sick.
I'm
even sick and I'm still doing a podcast for you.
You have to love us. Well, you guys do, because we've gotten feedback this time. But we'll talk about it later. One of the things that really stood out for me was Neville's character in the fourth book.
Yeah.
We were discussing this earlier about how, you know, he's one of those minor characters that you always know is there and goes off. He's kind of comic relief.
He's probably the biggest minor character.
Apart from Ginny. But anyways...
one of them. Yeah,
he's one of the big ones. And in this book, we really see another side to him.
He actually has, like, a personality and, like,
attitude. And you kind of feel really sad for him. Like, when Moody shows him the Cretaceous curse, and then, I don't think...
Oh, they pronounce it Cruciatus.
Whatever.
That's what the movie said, like, Accio instead of Axio.
The spells are weird, guys.
Yeah.
But,
it depends on your accent.
But... they really get, like...
You are no friend of ours. Get out.
Yeah.
A totally bad version of Chrome.
So, and also when... I don't think they stated it outright, But when Harry finds out that Frank Longbottom was tortured. Okay, what I didn't like...
Wait, when did you find that out?
In the pensive scene. In the pensive scene. Oh. The fourth book. We saw that in the movie. Gosh, Blair. It was, like, less than 3 hours, 4 hours. 4 hours? Really? Has it been that long?
Anyway. Gasp.
That's our... Okay.
Moving on.
So, I really did like Neville. And he was... And then the way he took the whole dancing thing to heart.
Yeah.
It was so
sweet.
Well,
see, we didn't see Ginny wince. And I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah. We saw Ginny roll her eyes. Ginny,
yeah, that was funny.
Ginny had an attitude in this
movie. She finally had an attitude, people.
That was really nice.
Our new friend, Gabby, was very happy about that, too.
Yeah. So, what else? Oh, I was going to say something. Oh, my gosh.
They cut out Ludo Bagman.
They cut out Ludo Bagman.
I mean, it's understandable. All the stuff they cut out is understandable.
Yeah.
It doesn't,
I think, really, for...
This one is...
Goblet of Fire, the stuff that they cut out...
Does justice to the related book.
The stuff that they cut out in Goblet of Fire, it really doesn't change the book.
No. But, like, in Chamber of Secrets... sorry.
They cut out the Death Day Party.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff they cut out, it might have to do with it being Mike Newell instead of Alfonso Cuarón.
Yeah.
Chris
Columbus. Mike Newell's a good director, but who do we have for the fifth book? For the fifth movie? We were going over this earlier.
Yeah, when we were playing Scene at Harry Potter. Go buy that game. Seen it, Harry Potter DVD edition.
Some of the questions are kind of like lame. Like, what is Tom Marvolo Riddle's real name?
Try the other way around. Lord Voldemort's real name.
Whatever.
Apparently, the makers of the game expect you to get a question wrong.
We did get questions wrong, but they were like questions like.
Yeah, they were the ones about the actors and stuff.
Like, what previous movies they've acted in? And all I know is that David Tullis acted. David Thewlis? Yeah, David Thewlis acted in 7 Years in Tibet, because that was forced to
And
watch
he was
that.
In Kingdom of Heaven with Orla.
Yeah, with our Harry Potter.
See, another thing that changed was when Dobby is supposed to give Harry the
Gillyweed. They had Neville, which I think is just a fine change, because it expands more on Neville's character.
Right. But see, the funny thing is, I just had a quiz in language arts, and he made up sentences, and he said one of the guys in my class won the Dobby Elf lookalike contest. He spelled Dobby I-E instead of a Y. I corrected him in front of the class, and I drew an angry elf on him on my paper when I turned it in. And then
die.
And then Goblet of Fire turned out to not have Dobby in it. I was kind of upset.
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna say something. I just keep forgetting. Okay. What I really
my brain out.
What I really liked about this movie was that it was so funny, especially the Phelps twins. Okay.
Oh my god.
They're my new favorites. They're my new favorites. James and Oliver Phelps are
But see, then you think
awesome.
Then you think about Crumb, and then you think about Cedric, which I'm incredibly sad about.
Okay, yeah.
They're all
It's like Cedric
favorite.
Dying all over again. I mean, I did cry when he died in the book, but it's like rediscovering his death.
I didn't respect Cedric at the time. I was like, okay, whatever.
I like
Ceddie.
Yeah.
I mean, when you come up with a nickname for him, you like him.
Yeah.
End of story. Goodbye, the end.
End of story, goodbye, the end.
Any questions? No.
What I like, I really like Barty Crouch, both junior and senior. I really like.
She thought Junior was hot.
I did, he was.
From now on, Junior is Barty Crouch Junior, Senior is Barty Crouch Senior.
Yeah, Junior and Senior, we'll just call them that.
I think it was really funny, like, they actually...
The tongue thing, that made
The tongue thing with Moody and
Crouch Junior,
it got on my nerves after a while. I'm like, okay, what's with the tongue? I mean...
And I think the whole, like, in the book, like, Crouch...
Did they actually do that in the book?
In the book, Crouch knew, Senior knew in a roundabout way that Moody was actually Junior, that's why... Junior killed Senior. I'm sorry if I'm getting you confused. But in the movie, you know, they had that tongue thing where Crouch Senior could actually identify, oh my gosh, that's a habit that my son does. It's really creepy.
Whoa, I just made that connection. Whoa.
Okay. Yeah.
I just watch it.
It requires me to bring out the best in Blair. That's why I talk so much and she comes up with these smart comments.
Thank you. I feel smart now. Okay, what was I gonna say? You totally made me. Oh, I really like how they did seniors' like attire.
Yeah.
He actually looked like a muggle. Not only was he wearing robes, he was wearing pinstripe robes. Oh, beat that. Well, hate pinstripes.
You know whose robes I really liked? Voldemort's. The way they floated down on him.
I think he should have worn a shirt underneath it, but you know that's just me.
No, that's Voldemort.
I really liked when Harry told Voldy to leave Cedric alone.
Yeah, that really showed the fact that Harry really cared for Cedric.
And really didn't care that Cedric could beat him. I mean, even Cedric admitted that he didn't really beat him.
Yeah.
The Dementors affected him, but no, here's Amos. Blah, blah, blah.
I think...
it's understandable.
I think Crumb and Fleur should have been given more attention. Fleur was given a lot of attention. I think Crumb, they should have put a bit more... They should put a bit more attention on Crumb.
He did get some at
the
end.
He got a lot of attention at the end and at the Yule Ball. But that was it. I mean,
And I really do like Crumb.
Yeah,
What's his name again?
I don't know. It's like Stani's... whatever. We'll look it up. We'll look it up and tell you later.
We can look it up now.
Later. Like, we can edit it back in.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah. So I really like Crumb and this. In the Yule Ball... Okay, was it just me, or was Hermione's dress over frilly? Like, it was nice.
The back, I didn't like the back of it, but from the front, she looked really pretty.
Like, you know, like, we really get to see the other side of Emma Watson. We really get to see the other side of Emma Watson in this one, you know, she's all pretty and frilly. But, you know, frilly?
Not frilly, the back looked bad.
It's, you know.
The back was frilly, like, on its way down, it should have just been, like, a strap.
Yeah.
But this, from the front, it looked really good.
It really made you look. And I really like that row that Ron, Ron and Hermione had.
Sorry, guys. Hold on. The Goblet of Fire. Sorry. It was an advertisement for Goblet of Fire. Okay.
No.
Anyway. Moving on. Okay. We're going to stop now.
Okay. So, another person. We're probably going to overanalyze everything. It's the ferret! Okay.
It's the ferret scene, and then it's Crumb. I really like how they did
Crumb. At the Quidditch World Cup, that was hot. So
maybe he did get enough.
Because it was just
at the beginning versus when both were.
I think he got it. Maybe he did get enough attention.
Who am I looking up? That picture's incorrect. It said Marvolo. Oh, there's Kira. Sorry, totally random. But it was showing a picture for Goblet of Fire, and it said Tom Marvolo Riddle.
Wrong.
That's
wrong.
Totally wrong.
No,
I finally redid that scene.
You were looking up Crumb.
Crumb, right.
Right. So, we're going to talk about how they did the characters probably.
Yeah.
One time.
Well, that's great.
Rita Skeeter.
She was done really well.
That was perfect. You know,
I mean, she still pisses me off 100%, but they did a really
that's
good
job. Wrong. It's my fault. Okay.
You can stop. They're replaying the same picture over
and
over.
Yeah, I know. She was done excellently.
Seriously, people.
And her and Moody. The only thing I didn't like about the movie was the strap and eye.
Well, there's a lot of clips. I didn't realize there were so many clips.
But, I really did think that Moody... we're talking about Rita. Rita Skeeter was done excellently. Crumb's not here.
That pisses me off. Hold on, people.
Yeah, this is... Crumb's not here.
What else do you want to talk about?
It was an excellent movie. I think Mike Newell.
He did a totally awesome job.
Mike Newell, you're awesome. Who wrote the script? Steve Kloves?
He's done it for all four.
Steve Kloves, I love
you. He's the one who's the original one.
I love you, man. You're awesome. Go to...
HarryPotter.com.
No.
Yeah, I think it... No, it's GobletOfFire.com.
Yeah. What?
They were advertising it on HarryPotter.com, okay?
Totally.
Okay, moving on.
So, that was the movie. The movie in a nutshell was that it was awesome and you need to go see it and you shall. Otherwise, you are a deprived child.
Sound off. I clicked off. Thank you.
And if you can, go see it in IMAX.
You totally should. We couldn't. I got to go to a midnight showing.
Yes.
I've seen the first one at every theater that I've gone to. Like, for the first one, the second one, and Goblet of Fire. I saw the first showing at the very popular theater in our area, but then for Chamber of Secrets, did I say 1, 2, and 4, or 1, 3, and 4?
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm gonna stop now.
Okay.
Before you hit me.
Back. Anyways. So.
Sound off. Sound.
He looks like a girl.
His hair is, but he doesn't. Where's the sound off button? Okay, now it's gone. Crom.
Woohoo! Okay. Now play. Yeah, we know it's now playing.
That's his day.
We know it's playing.
Actor bio. Stanislav Ionevsky.
The dude who plays Crom is Stanislav Ionevsky. We love you. You're awesome. You should have been put more in the movies, and we hope you'll come back.
He should have talked more.
Yeah.
His accent's really cool. He stood up to Rita.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
And like Hermione said, he's more of a physical being.
That sounds so wrong.
It is.
It's so suggestive.
He's a physical being.
A Clemence. Is it Fleur or Fleur?
Fleur de Lacour.
Fleur de Lacour.
Clemence Posse.
English, please?
Clemence
Posse. Oh, that's what you were saying.
I told you she was born in France. I like that icon.
I said Madame Maxime!
No. We said Madame Maxime was born in UK. Okay,
England. Whatever. Who played Cho?
Katie Leung.
I think I've seen that name before.
Who's that?
I think...
Oh, Robert Pattinson. Yeah. We love Cedric. He shouldn't have died.
He so should have. I'm gonna write a fic where he stays alive.
Robert Pattinson, I was so right. Moody.
Did we ever doubt you? I think I figured out the main reason as to why the eye had to be strapped to his head versus just stuck in there. I mean, how would they put it on the dude's head? Who plays
him? There's no actor bio! Okay. It's Brendan Gleeson.
Okay, but, like, Brendan can't take out his eye, so they had to strap it to him, and that makes it
that would have been
perfectly understandable.
Like, with every scene, that would have been too much of a CG adventure.
It was too much of a hassle.
And anyways, when the eye fell on the floor, that looked so cool.
Yeah, but was it like a glass eye? I always pictured it as like an actual eye.
I know, but
like one of those squishy things you can poke and bleed.
Yeah, so really did like it was an awesome movie, guys. Go see it.
I'm not gonna throw up. Sorry, people.
Is there anything in particular? Snape. I think Snape was seriously underplayed. We could have had a potions class. We should have.
But see, they're doing different classes that they had. Was there different class or something? Yeah, they're... Sorry.
Ladies
class?
Yeah,
but that was the only class.
Dancing class? Dancing class.
Now, place your hand on my waist.
Where?
You're never gonna let him forget this, are you?
No.
Never. I have new respect for the Phelps twins.
Yes.
Aren't they, like, actual... Aren't they brunettes?
Yeah. They're awesome. Anyways.
I love them. And I love Stanislav, and I love Robert.
Yes!
Excluding Tom Felton from all of this, I like him better than any of the Harry Potter characters. Actors.
Yeah.
Excluding Tom Felton.
Okay, I think we're skirting something.
I know, I feel like we're forgetting something.
Voldemort.
What about him? He was done really well. Ralph Fiennes did really good job. I wonder how they did his nose, though.
Beautiful. Awesome. Brilliant. I loved it.
He was perfect.
Okay, the only thing I didn't get, and I'm really good at getting movies, but the only thing I didn't get was when Crouch stuck out his arm, and, you see the Death Eater mark on it, and he's like,
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Yeah, so, and then Dumbledore's like, your arm, Harry, and then there's that blood. Wasn't the blood had somehow seeped into a fall, had seeped into this kind of dark, markish looking thing?
I mean, it was the same length.
Yeah, it was the same, like, and it did look kind of similar, but why? I mean, I would have understood it if Moody, a.k.a. Junior, had told Snape to stick out his arm. Because Snape was there, and he has the dark mark, too. But, you know, he told, and I really didn't get that.
So I know, neither did I, and I've seen it twice!
I know. Oh, that's your question riddle thing for the week. If you got whatever that meant, please tell me.
I don't like being stupid.
Yeah, please.
And that's saying something. I'm gonna shut up now.
Okay. So that's the rule for the week. If you know what that is, just tell us, please. We want to know. You can share your theories with the world.
Another thing I kind of didn't like was how they did the dark mark. Like, they made the snake, like, really mobile. And where it came out, it looked like it was under it versus coming out of the mouth. They should have done a better job of that. But it was still really cool how it, like, moved and knotted itself.
Yes.
But that
it's magic. I love magic.
Oh, when he walks into the tent. When Harry walks into the tent at
Yeah, that's I fun. Love magic. That's corny, but it's a good magic. Corny.
I love magic. No, 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 no. He's like, I love magic. But, you know, with a guy voice instead of a girl voice.
Yeah. I love magic. No, that was bad.
That was horrible.
Anyways.
We're going to stop now before we make a complete fool of ourselves.
We already
which
have.
Isn't very hard for us. Shut up, okay?
Okay. So, summarize Goblet of Fire. Since it's your favorite book, I want to, you know.
Like, as in summarize as in what I know, okay, or summarize yeah,
okay.
how much I like
okay,
it?
Okay, you know what I really didn't like? The maze. You know how the plants are attacking you. Where are the actual creatures?
I know, and the maze wasn't supposed to be that big. It looked better on screen.
Yeah, I think that was one of those screen props things.
The point is for them to sell money.
Yeah.
So.
We love you, but your maze was too big. And I actually thought they should have put, like.
They should have put some characters
like,
in
there. Or at least, like, magical barriers. At least.
Yeah.
You know, but
and
the plant, human-eating plant thing, I mean,
I don't
know. That was disgusting and not in the book, and it totally missed the point of the maze. The maze
I don't
is, like,
mind
the obstacle
what,
course.
I
yeah.
know, I don't mind what they did. I think the maze was portrayed as bigger than it actually is, but, I mean, it's the third task. Cedric's gonna die. They gotta make
You
half,
know they gotta build
sorry,
it up.
They have to make. We're studying grammar and language. But they have to make it really, really big because Cedric is getting ready to die, and the diehard Harry Potter fans are gonna be upset.
I cry.
So they had to make it like sort of a climax.
Yeah.
And I like the maze better than what it is in the book. I mean, it's a really big maze. It makes
yeah.
it really hard.
And I think one of the reasons they didn't put magical barriers was like
it would have taken too long.
It would have taken too long, and then Crumb couldn't have done his stalking people thing.
I think his eyes looked really cool.
Yes.
Those I want some contacts like that. I mean, you know there were contacts.
Milky eyes. Milky eyes. That's awesome.
Yeah. He's like, no, he's bewitched. I'm gonna kill him.
Yeah, I really liked the play. I like Moaning Myrtle in the bathtub
oh,
scene.
My God, I hated
Ooh.
That scene. She's a ghost.
Yeah,
she's not
the,
solid.
The only thing I didn't like. Flood of Thestrals, like in the very beginning.
Oh my God, I love that scene. I shouldn't, but I do.
Okay, so
sorry.
Yeah, ghosts aren't solid. It was good. I liked it. Play on words. Very innovative play on words. Very adult play on words. Very innovative play on words. I liked it.
Took him until almost all the suds were gone. Pull the suds towards me. Pull the suds toward me. Towards me.
I like that kind of,
I think they did a really good job of Prefect's Bath, though.
I think...
I don't see why they couldn't have slipped in the Pine Fresh, though.
Yeah. Because, I mean, not like the bathroom door would be going to be wide open.
Yeah, I mean, every door, almost every door.
Or something to get to it.
Unless it's like a classroom.
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say something about the prefect's bath. I forget what. Oh, I really like the way they portray, like, Harry's. Well, I think it's a big transition. I think he really had a big Okay, getting to Harry here. You know, we've taken ages to get to Harry. But he goes through a big transition. Like, before, he's kind of unaware of what he's doing. The only thing of the wizarding world he's seeing is Hogwarts and Diagon Alley. And in this book,
he
goes...
Can you man the fort for, like, a minute?
Okay.
I gotta go get me some water.
Okay.
Keep talking.
Blair's dehydration.
Okay,
like, this time he saw so much more. He saw the Quidditch World Cup.
Ow.
He saw Little Hangleton. He saw where Tom Riddle was born. He got to see an outside perspective through his little wacky dream thing that kept coming back.
You want to repeat
he
what
gotta
you
see.
Just said?
He gotta see Hogwarts. I'm just saying what he got to see in this movie that you know he doesn't usually get to see.
Hmm. Who?
Harry. Like the whole perspective he gains.
Oh okay.
He got.
I think
he got to you know see other schools. You know like Hermione said it's.
Beauxbatons. Durmstrang. I find it funny that Durmstrang is guys, Beauxbatons is girls, and then Hogwarts is co-ed.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of funny. Of course, if you didn't have co-ed, you wouldn't have Hermione. Enough said. Ron and Harry would have died without her.
Yeah, without her little... What is it?
Lumos Solem. Well, Ron would have died there.
Yeah.
Harry'd still be alive.
Well, no, Harry probably would have died because Hermione didn't tell him to calm down.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, you know, they would have... Anyways, skirting the point, I think the three characters really developed as far as experiences went.
I liked Emma's hair. It was more, like, mature and crap.
Don't use that word. Not a happy word for this.
Sorry.
It was more mature.
Yeah, And I especially like the scene where she's trying to prove the twins wrong. And when the twins drink it, they, like, cross arms and put in the other one's mouth. I thought that was really cool. Really twinish.
Yeah, like, how they complete each other's sentences.
I love the Phillips.
Ron. Getting to Ron.
The dress robes!
Oh, that was so funny.
The dress robes are hilarious.
The dress robes are awesome. Like, his face when he sees them. His face when he sees himself in them.
I'm not wearing
Padma's
those.
Padma's face when she sees him in them.
I'm not wearing those. They're ghastly.
Jenny, these must be for you. They're not for me. They're for you. I won't wear that. Whatever she says. It's beautiful. We love it.
It's really funny.
Okay, are we... Dumbledore! How could... Okay,
what about him?
It seems that since he's died in the sixth book, we're kind of forgetting him. But we can't do that.
Dumbledore. I still don't think he's dead.
I really think how in the beginning, how he kind of advances on Harry, he's like, did you put your name in the goblet, Harry?
But see...
He's not meant to be violent then. He's meant to be violent at the end of the... He's meant to be violent at the end of the book. But there he's...
When, huh? What?
He's meant to be violent...
I hate how he was violent to Harry. He is not violent.
Yes.
If he's violent, there's
it's
a
It's to Crouch.
Involved.
You know, like, at the end of the movie...
If Crouch had done it, that'd be totally different.
In the end of the movie, where he's... If Moody had done it, then it would have been acceptable. Because Moody is that type of person.
I think Snape should have done it.
Snape could have done it, but Snape already abused Harry too much.
Have they done that?
What?
They hadn't done that yet.
Done what? The
head bashing. That's before the Yule Ball.
I think.
I love that scene.
When
he bonked him in the head.
Come on.
Bang.
Yeah. Work, kids. Yeah. It was really awesome. But.
Bang. It's not bank and bonk. Banked him in the. No. Sorry. I'm totally getting my onomatopoeias mixed up.
Right. So. Big word. Anyway.
I know, seriously.
Like, Dumbledore should have been violent later on in the movie.
He shouldn't have been violent at all.
Well, at the end when he's like, Crouch, who are you? Moody, who are you? What are you doing here?
No, if he's violent,
A good reason.
There's a criminal or a wand involved.
Yeah, seriously.
A wand.
Oh, you know what I really like?
Expelliarmus, bam!
What I really liked, how Voldemort in the graveyard scene, which is beyond cool. It was awesome.
I didn't mention a graveyard, sir.
Oh, the graveyard. The graveyard was awesome. I loved it. Stop playing with my Nano. Off. Hands off.
See, mine's cooler because it was cheaper and it's a 6 gig and not a 2 gig. I'm messing with her iPod Nano. I'm sorry. Just
because
it's
you can't mess with it because that's what got us into podcasting in the first place.
Okay, shut up.
Anyways, so the graveyard scene is beyond cool.
It seriously was.
Prior and Cantatum?
Priorian.
Holy shit.
What?
Look at how much time we've got. Oh, we're cutting a lot out.
No, we're not. We're not going to cut any of this out. Even when we're being like, edit. I like long. And plus it shows that we're human.
Anyways. So, how Voldemort's... I just keep trying to get to this, but I keep skirting it.
Sorry.
How Voldemort's saying, oh, Harry, you know, you might want to do what Dumbledore tells you to do. Well, Dumbledore can kick your... So... Don't be go dissing Dumbledore like that. Anyway, it was a very good movie. And now, we got... Okay.
I've got a point about Voldemort. Okay, anyone, like, even if it's bad, anyone who has that much dedication to one point, you gotta give him props and kudos for that. Because he's got that much dedication. It might destroy the world, but he's still got a lot of dedication.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I can't even do that with my fanfic, and I feel really bad about it.
Yeah.
I've got to finish chapter 4 this week.
Okay.
I've got, like, no homework.
Yeah. So, changing gears. We got feedback. Can you believe it?
I know, seriously.
Beautiful.
And I didn't even find out about it until afterwards.
Beautiful, Dana from Wisconsin sent us an email and feedback. So, we're going
to... Are you serious? I'm going to go read it.
So, we're going to discuss her two questions as soon as we bring them up.
Hi, this is Dana, age 13, from Wisconsin. And, yeah, I know I sent you a regular email, but I didn't know you're accepting voice thingies, so I'm sending one of these. A few random questions for other people who, as my friend would say, have Harry Potteritis. My first question, who did you think was going to die in book 6? Like, you know, obviously before you read it. And who did you think the Half-Blood Prince was then? And who do you think is going to die in book 7? And what was the last one? Oh, yeah. Who do you think is going to help Harry find the, you know, all the Horcruxes, Horcruxes, whatever you want to call them? I know most people think that it's definitely going to be Ron and Hermione, a large majority think that Chitty's also going to help, and another few people also think that Luna and Neville and, oh, I don't know, some other interesting people are going to help. That's all I can say right now, because I'm, like, shivering to death down here in our basement, so, yeah, signing off.
That was a good question.
Those were good questions. I liked them.
Okay, so what do you think?
The first one was who do you think was gonna die
and who was gonna be the half of this?
I was pretty darn sure Dumbledore was gonna die.
He was
actually the most sensible choice.
Yeah, we might not have wanted him to die, but he was the most sensible
choice. I almost cried.
I cried.
Yeah, she
cried. I didn't cry when Sirius died.
She hasn't actually read that part yet. Okay, anyways, as for who the Half-Blood Prince was...
I thought it was Hagrid.
As Arthur Weasley put it, haven't the foggiest. I had no idea. I didn't even have a hunch. I had a hunch about Dumbledore, but I had no hunch whatsoever as to who the Half-Blood Prince was. But I didn't expect it to be Snape. I'll tell you that much. I didn't expect it to be Snape.
I thought it was the exact opposite for me. I didn't really have a hunch, even though, you know, Dumbledore was kind of the obvious choice. But mm-hmm. I thought the Half-Blood Prince was Hagrid. Half-Blood Prince was Hagrid.
You can rule that one out. JK Rowling said it wasn't Hagrid.
And then,
or Harry, or Voldy.
After that, I mean, I really was at a loss, because we didn't know Snape was Half-Blood. We thought he was pure-blood, because he was one of Voldy's gang.
That sounded so gay.
He was one of the Death Eaters, so, you know, we didn't really know he was Half-Blood. It wasn't Harry, it wasn't Voldemort, but, you know.
Yeah.
That was who do you think was going to die in seventh book? Voldemort's gonna die in the seventh book. How's that? How's that for a theory, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty obvious that he's gonna die. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe some remnants will be left of him. And who knows? Maybe Horcruxes are splits of your personality, and maybe there's one last Horcrux that might actually be yours.
I heard a theory about Horcruxes today from Gabby. About how Harry is a Horcrux.
Oh, yeah, Gabby gave us that theory. Did you just say that?
About how Harry is a Horcrux and Harry is a Voldy.
And Voldy doesn't know it.
Yeah, like how he unintentionally transferred powers to Harry.
And that made him a Horcrux. And he could know it, he could not know it. We don't know. It would really be cool if he didn't know it, because that means he actually has eight Horcruxes.
Element of surprise.
He actually has eight Horcruxes, and he's not as powerful as he thought he was. That would totally rock.
Toastily.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways. I really don't know who's going to die. I really don't know who's going to die in the seventh book. It's kind
of
iffy.
Yeah. I mean, for one of the not major, not minor characters, like Sirius, he's not a major character.
They better not... I think Pettigrew's going to die.
I really hope he does.
I mean...
Hopefully...
They're not going to kill Lupin. I know
that. Okay, I've got a theory. I read a fic about it where Pettigrew, like, saw what he had done and...
Committed suicide?
No, he took the place of someone else that was supposed to die.
Oh.
I think James and Sirius were about to die. It was in an alternate scene in Department of Mysteries in Order of the Phoenix. And the dead have to be equal with the living, like,
forever. You know what? I want Bellatrix to die. Bellatrix should burn in Dante's innermost circle of hell. How's that?
That's not a happy word.
Okay, Bellatrix should burn in Dante's innermost circle of...
That doesn't really do good, you already said it. Anyways, back to my little fic thing, but, like, the living, like, for if one person dies, one person comes to life, right? And so Pettigrew gave his life for James.
Yeah, he should.
Because Sirius... No, he gave his life for Sirius.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sirius stayed alive.
It
was quite happy.
I wish.
Because what happened was James dove in after Sirius and saved him. And it was so happy. I was very happy for
him. Famous last words. You can do better than that. Whatever.
Whose lines were those?
Sirius. He's laughing at Pelletrix. He's like, you can do better than that.
Oh.
Anyway.
I haven't read that book in a while.
How did I know that? Oh, I read it somewhere.
Okay.
I haven't read that part.
Right.
So the last question that Dana gave us, who goes to the Harry to save the Horcruxes? Obviously, Ron and Hermione, Ginny, Neville, Luna. But go first.
You finish your theory.
Okay, but I think that as Dumbledore said, it's kind of going to be a solitary achievement for Harry. Because the Horcruxes are his. He has that special relationship with Voldemort. And they might help, but they won't be a pivotal part in destroying the Horcruxes.
Right. But, my theory, this is all assuming that, like, I've just formed it in the last 30 seconds. this is all assuming that Harry is a Horcrux, and Voldy may or may not know about it. Because ever since Gabby brought that up, I really do think Harry is a Horcrux, but Voldy doesn't know it. Because, I mean, he unintentionally transferred powers, and all he knows is that gave Harry protection.
Yeah.
Along with Lily's protection.
Yeah. So it was a very interesting theory, you know?
But my theory is that Harry won't accept help. Like, he'll ask Ron and Hermione to do something like, go find me a really powerful spell, research Voldemort.
Yeah, he doesn't want to lose them. Like, lost Dumbledore.
Right. And then another thing is, I honestly do think that Draco will come back.
I think Draco
may not come to the good side. He may go to that nice little side where Snape is, where it's indifferent, or it's in the middle.
Or he might just disappear into the Muggle world and come back in the Led Zeppelin t-shirts. I wouldn't mind that.
Sorry. Okay. Like, in my fic, I've got Draco on the indifferent side. He wants to preserve pureblood. Let me try that again. He wants to preserve the pureblood just, like, to keep him alive, right? But he isn't totally for the light side either, and that's where I've put him, along with Blaze, who is, like, my favorite Slytherin besides Tom.
Draco.
Whatever.
Tom is
Same
a Slytherin.
Diff.
Tom is a Muggle. Anyways, so. He's a very cool Muggle, but he's a
Getting
Muggle.
Off the point.
You know who should die? Lucius Malfoy.
Not
because he's portrayed as such a mean character in the fix. Hush.
Sorry.
But he's just really not. He's not important. We don't like him. Nobody likes him.
Well,
he's arrogant.
No, she's not gonna kill him because he's not important. He may do a downfall and get sent to Azkaban.
I hope so.
Like, was he sent to Azkaban?
Yeah, and then he broke out.
Oh right. Okay. I knew he went to Azkaban eventually. But, like, serious, he became an important character, and then he, like, died. Unfortunately. Much to my dismay.
Yes.
Our dismay. Whatever.
But if Lucius does die, it should be Draco that kills him.
Seriously. If he doesn't, I'll put it in my fic. Draco will kill his father.
Okay.
But, like, who could die in the seventh book? Dumbledore was the most sensible choice.
There are really no throwaway characters in Harry Potter. I mean...
Hagrid?
No, I don't think so, because Hagrid is the envoy to the giants. He's got Grop.
Grop is cool.
Who's gonna take care of Grop if Hagrid goes?
Harry, Ron, and Hermione.
But I think J.K. Rowling has created the universe so cleverly that there's really no throwaway character.
Could it be a Weasley?
I think the Weasley family is too intact. Somebody's gotta die. And I hope it's Percy. I really don't like that kid.
Well, see, I'm thinking Percy has, like, one of the smallest parts now, ever since, like,
He broke off with the family.
Right.
Bill can't die because he's getting married.
Right, with Fleur. What about Charlie? Charlie's with the dragons.
Unless the dragons kill him, Charlie can't die.
Yeah, he's just not a sensible choice. You know the twins aren't going to die. If they do, I'm going to find JK and kill her. Wait, no, she's got Jessica, though. We can't kill her. Darn.
Blackmail.
Yeah, we can blackmail her if she does.
I'm planning to blackmail Alan.
I love the Phelps twins. I'm sorry. But, I mean, Ron's obviously not going to die. He may get hurt or something. But
I'll cry.
Ginny's not gonna die.
I'll cry if Ron dies and Harry ends up with Hermione. But that means Ginny is free to go with Draco.
Okay, I'm seriously thinking Ron's a mess.
Okay. No, we do not want Ron to die. Ron is awesome. Ron cannot die.
No, see, in the second task,
it's not smart.
Who's to die?
And Ron
Hermione
was.
Hermione could die.
If Hermione dies, then Harry.
I hope she hooks up with Crumb.
Goes off to live in Bulgaria with the happy little Vila children. Anyways.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But then see, who would Ron match up with then? I mean, I honestly think Crum and Hermione are a good match.
Yeah, they are.
Ever since I saw Crum, like, was, like, awesome.
Yeah,
and then Draco will pair off with Ginny, but who would pair off with
Harry.
Harry?
I think Harry should die.
Because we've got Harry and Ron.
I mean, because we have a lot of resentment. Even though even though the wizarding world loves him because he is the chosen one, you've got a lot of resentment against it. And to be frank, I really don't like him.
Harry does his job.
Harry's
that's all
ferret.
That matters. He does
Harry's,
his job.
I think...
Did you just call him a ferret?
No, I didn't call Harry a ferret. I would be out of my mind to call Harry a ferret.
I misunderstood. You slurs the words together, like, that's how I heard them. I gotta double check that.
I have an odd accent. Anyways.
Moving on.
So, I think, despite the fact that all the books are called Harry Potter and the Mystic Kettle of Knackledurk, or whatever it is...
Sorry, that sounded funny. I've heard about that one.
Like, despite, I think it's the other characters that add the meat and the happiness and the coolness to the story.
Harry does his job. His job is... You can't explain his job.
Yeah. He's got that job.
But, like, all the side characters, you're meant to fall in love with the side characters, too.
Yeah.
I don't hate Harry. I love the other ones more.
Yeah.
There's a total difference.
Yeah.
I still like Harry.
I mean, I like Voldemort to a degree, if you say it like that. I like Voldemort to a
degree. As a character, he does his job.
He does an excellent job. I'm talking about the characters here, not the actors. The actors do a good job.
The actors do an awesome job.
They all do a good job, except for Peter Pettigrew, because we all hate Peter Pettigrew.
Peter does his job, but I don't like him because of what he's done to all my favorites.
I think everybody has varying views on Harry, and everybody there's always somebody against a character, and there's always somebody for a character.
Right.
But I think the one character we all hated in unison, and I'm taking this from MuggleCast here, the one character we all hated in unison, Dolores Jane Umbridge.
Enough said. I hate her, but...
You can't argue her.
I'm not arguing that she's a good character. I'm arguing that...
She tried to do a job and failed miserably.
Okay, if she hadn't been there in the fifth book... Harry's year would have been totally different. It would have ended differently.
Yeah.
And, Sirius wouldn't have died.
She played her role.
Okay, yeah, she played her role very well.
But we didn't like it.
No, yeah, we didn't like it, because if she hadn't been there, then I'm thinking Harry would have been able to focus.
It's all these variables,
He would have been able to focus on Occlumency.
Yeah.
And then he would have realized that Sirius really wasn't dead.
Yeah.
And that was what's his face? The elf at Grimmauld Place.
The creature.
Creature. Stupid head.
I think the only character that nobody cares about is Willy Wittershins and his regurgitating toilets. That was funny.
It's funny.
But not okay. So.
But every character does his job.
Yeah.
Or her. We got some it's there too.
Zombie. Anyways, I do wonder what's gonna happen to the house elves in the future.
I know they didn't put Winky or Dobby in there.
In the sixth book or the movie.
The movie.
Yeah.
Nice one, Tree.
Okay. Well, I guess that's it.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
I kind of want to keep talking.
I know, I do, too.
You guys
will get bored.
Yeah, it's already, 45, 46 minutes.
Hush.
Sorry. I hope we get more feedback.
Yeah, totally.
Ever since, we got...
Feedback. Dana, feel special.
Yeah, you're our first feedback person.
Yeah.
And we love you. And it actually shows that some people are listening. And
so we want more...
All you have to do is tell us what not to do, and we won't do it. I mean, we're out to please you.
If you want me to stop doing this, please tell me.
What's the...
I don't know, I just felt like doing that.
Should we just stop? Just stop.
Yeah. Okay, so this was Overflowing Pansies, episode 4. I hope you guys had fun. I know I did.
I know, this is...
Okay, if you haven't seen it, go see Goblet of Fire.
Okay, if they're still listening, obviously they haven't seen it.
They have seen it.
Or they have, or they...
Go see it.
Yeah,
if
I'm not going to.
If you haven't seen it, go see it.
And what you should do...
If you have seen it, go see it again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I've seen it twice in one day.
Yeah, it was totally awesome. But if you do go, show your support for Harry Potter. Me and Shreeja and I both made shirts. I mean, I made little flag out of two little flags out of computer paper. I stuck them in my hair with chopsticks. And one said, "Not all ferrets are evil," with a little Slytherin emblem. And then one said, "Remember Cedric Diggory," with a Hufflepuff emblem. I mean, show your support for Harry Potter.
Harry Potter is for cool kids, yo.
Yeah, not only will you get the attention, you'll get the laughs. And I think it's funny to watch other people laugh at you. If that made any sense whatsoever.
Okay.
Whoa, that's really loud.
Anyways. So, I'm Shreeja.
I'm Lair. OP out.
This is episode pen... episode pen saves.